Claudia was leaving for her pickleball tournament.
I've been visualizing my match all week.
She was so focused on visualizing that she didn't see the column behind her car on her backhand side. Good thing Claudia's with Intact, the insurer with the largest network of auto service centers in the country. Everything was taken care of under one roof, and she was on her way in a rental car in no time.
I made it to my tournament and lost in the first round.
But you got there on time. Intact Insurance, your auto service ace. Certain conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Unicom Show featuring Lenny. Only NFL podcasts. One of the host draft names is Shedeur Sanders. That's Lenny. I'm Mina Kimes. I'm going to talk about Shedeur. I'll say his name correctly in the coming weeks. I'm going to the combine next week. Kevin Clark, are you going to the combine?
No, big deal. No, I'm not going to the combine.
Do you blow all your budget on those glasses that you're wearing?
They are the yes, the glasses in the owners' meetings. I go to the owners' meetings.
Right.
I don't want to let everybody in the secret. The owners' meetings to me are more invaluable than the combine.
Okay. Kevin Clark, he doesn't have a job with the coaches and the lower level executives.
No coordinators. I've never met a coordinator. If someone comes up to me and is like, I am a coordinator, I say, have you met my assistant?
Audio audience, I encourage you to check out youtube.com/@MinaKimes to see the glasses. They look cool, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Part of it, it's reading glasses, but then I've had real problems with like bright lights, just an aging thing. And so I got these and then I wore them on Get Up today. And now I'd say 60% of the comments on Instagram or even on Twitter or on YouTube about my glasses, to the point that, first of all, I look sick as hell. I look sick as hell. But also, the glasses are now engagement farming. Like, I'm good. Like, you know how aggregators put, like, an intentionally annoying thing right at the end just to get people to be like, what?
This is your Cam Newton's hat of...
that's what I walked in.
We're going to get... This pod is about big offseason questions. We're going to talk about T. Higgins. We're going to talk about the quarterbacks. We're going to talk about Myles Garrett. But first, we're going to talk about the fact that I went to the eye doctor today for the first time in 3 years. And no big deal. My eyes have stayed exactly the same, which for me is like Khalil Mack getting like 12 sacks at age 33 or however the hell. It was such a W that the doctor was like, it's not that big of a deal. I was like, yes, it is.
It is.
My eyes have been getting worse every year. So that's a big win for me. I'll wear my glasses. I don't know.
Big W.
Okay. It is a big W. So to actually spell out in a little bit more detail, I asked you to come on to talk about the biggest questions of the 2025 offseason. I sent you those questions. We're going to talk about the people that I mentioned, quarterbacks who may or may not be on the move, free agent quarterbacks, some players. I think we should start with the big news, because I was going to start off by talking about the quarterbacks, but then some Bengals reporters. The one I saw was from James Rapien at SI, who covers the Bengals. Saying that they are planning on hitting T. Higgins with a second franchise tag. By the way, I saw somebody ask this question. Do you ever say anything other than slap someone with the tag? I just said hitting and it didn't feel right. You slap the tag on someone. But if you do it twice.
Yeah. If you're doing it twice, you're definitely doing it. Also, you do have to deliver it by sending him the George Bush meme via text.
In my mind, did you ever have those little slap bracelets?
Yes.
Those little, like, I don't know if kids know what those are these days.
Zoomers will never know.
We have some Zoomers who are on this, and please, Jack specifically, who is the Zoomer. Sorry, Tucker, you're like our age, I think. Let us know if you've ever heard of these slap bracelets. In my mind, the T. Higgins was already wearing one, and on the way out, the Bengals threw another slap bracelet. The second tag.
Yes. Jack, but by the way, I was thinking about this the other day about jargon, because you mentioned the slap on the tag. Does anyone kick out other than guards to tackles in any walk of life?
Oh,
he can kick out to tackle. There's no other way to use that phrase to mean, like, no one kicks out anything else.
I'm going to start using it in my regular life. Like when somebody asks me if my husband...
You can kick out to podcasting. I do TV, but I can kick out to podcasting.
Kick out to podcasting.
Kick inside. You can kick inside the guard.
Can I say something? And I know you're going to... You already thought about this, but I'm dumb and I didn't. I've been on 500 segments about T. Higgins already mm-hmm. because he was clearly the most desirable free agent, wide receivers. Well, really, anything. Joe Burrow did a whole like media tour on Super Bowl week mm-hmm. where he was basically pressuring the Bengals to keep him, yada, yada. I don't think that the tag came up in any of the segments I was on. So I should give some detail here. It was a non-exclusive franchise tag,
yeah,
which is $26 million, which is less than he would make on a multi-year contract. And it's what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. It rarely happens, and it's almost never actually plays out, which is that if another team gives him an offer, he can go out and go seek other offers. Then the Bengals can match it, or the team that signs him gives him first two round picks. So that didn't happen with Lamar. Kevin, as I'm hearing this, I feel dumb because this seems like a pretty obvious thing for Cincinnati to do. James, the reporter, also reported that they want to do a long-term deal with him.
So yeah, I'm sure they do. Like that was, it was funny, the headline last night or Monday night, Jeremy Fowler's headline, which I'm sure is accurate. Jeremy's a great reporter. He's been on my show a bunch, but it was like, well, they want to keep Trey Hendrickson and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I'm sure they do. But we have decades of data points that they're probably not going to. They let Jesse Bates walk after his franchise tag saga was over. And then there was a couple reports, like basically like Bates didn't want to play on the tag, and then Burrow maybe took him to a UFC fight to convince him to do one last ride. As one does, that's just how male friendships work. We just go to UFC fights and then good things happen. But it was like one last ride, and then Bates goes, becomes instant Pro Bowler in Atlanta. Harry Douglas brought up to me, I was talking to him earlier today, Joe Mixon as sort of someone that they probably should have kept. But I think that's kind of a different deal. To me, you have these young superstars. And like so everybody overrates the Super Bowl as a team-building concept, right? Like I remember famously the Giants beat Tom Brady, and everybody's like, man, you got to have a four-man pass rush. You got to have one. Oh, cool. Wow, the Giants invented that. The Giants invented the four-man pass rush in 2007 and then again in 2011. Thank God they showed the way. Everybody's trying to do it. Same thing with the Seahawks and tall corners, right? Like, oh, wow, we're going to get tall cornerbacks. Are we sure that's why the Seahawks were good? Because Richard Sherman was 2 inches taller than other cornerbacks and Brandon Brown? Oh, okay, maybe not. But we always overrate them. But one thing that can't be overrated, and listen, by the way, the Eagles' trenches obviously is why they won. But if you're looking at anything from the Eagles, Mina, it's signing guys early. Signing guys as soon as they hit, as soon as they know, hey, we want this guy around. Like I think it was Zach Berman and Bo Wolf was talking about how like the Eagles are kicking themselves that they didn't tie up Milt Williams as soon as he was good. As soon as Milt Williams like shows up in practice and looks good, it's like, hey, have a 4-year extension, buddy. And like that's Monday morning quarterbacking a little bit, but that's what they do. They find these guys and they say, you're staying here. They have contingency plans. They draft guys 2 years early. And the Bengals don't do that. They kick the can down the road. They negotiate at the last possible second. And same with the Cowboys. The Bengals are the weirder, older cousin. Mike Brown is 89 years old. I know that his family, Katie Blackburn, other people have taken more of a role, I guess, in the finance and the contract part of it. But the way they leave negotiations, the fact that they do not, with the exception of Burrow, guarantee years in the second year of the deal. That's the reason they can't get the Justin Jefferson contract to Ja'Marr Chase, if I'm not mistaken. The fact that they don't spend enough cash up front. Yeah. Jake Liskow had a piece about that. They're basically 2% under league average as far as just spending cash over cap, which I don't think is befitting of a contender. I think every other AFC contender is going out and at least making something to show that they're serious about trying to win. I have not seen that from the Bengals. And so the franchise tag here makes a lot of sense to me. I just don't see a scenario where they keep all three of these guys because of that. Because like the Cowboys, you're not maximizing right. your roster.
Yeah, like you can keep them all, but you have to be able to structure the contracts the way that you're describing.
The Eagles can keep them all. Right, the Rams can keep them all.
Big signing bonuses, yes. And they hit at different times, and they're obviously like, you know, they can. I think they will restructure Joe Burrow, but restructuring Joe Burrow alone again, there has to be a willingness to do three mega deals at the same time. I think you're correct to be skeptical of that. And I think this is a good solution for Cincinnati because, you know, I kept going back to, man, like, it would be a really, really a disappointment if you were not to give it this offense in its current iteration one more.